This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Raymond McCarty, et al., plaintiffs versus Missouri Secretary of State, et al., defendants, decided April 29, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Raymond McCarty, et al., opinion issued April 29, 2025, plaintiffs, v. No. SC 1000-876, Missouri Secretary of State, et al., defendants. Original proceeding, election contest. This case is not about the policy or merits of Proposition A, an initiative petition voters approved in November 2024. This case addresses the concerns brought by registered Missouri voters Raymond McCarty, Daniel Shawl, Russell Lall, and Michael Hastings, contestants. One, as to whether the summary statement and fiscal note summary for Proposition A were so misleading that they constituted an irregularity of sufficient magnitude to cast doubt on the fairness of the election and validity of its results. Because one intervener contestant's Missouri Grocers Association, Missouri Restaurant Association, Associated Industries of Missouri, National Federation of Independent Business, INKINS, Missouri Forest Products Association, and Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry are Missouri nonprofit corporations joining contestants' arguments that the results of the 2024 general election approving Proposition A should be set aside. Two, contestants' claims fall well short of this high standard. This court finds there was no election irregularity and the election results are valid. Contestants further allege Proposition A is invalid because it violates the single subject and clear title requirements of Article III, Section 50 of the Missouri Constitution. Because this court lacks original jurisdiction over contestants' arguments relating to Proposition A's validity, those counts are dismissed without prejudice. Background. Richard von Glahn submitted a sample sheet for proposed initiative petition number 2024-0038. Proposition A, to the Secretary of State, pursuant to Section 116.332, which sets out the procedures for filing initiative petitions. Two Missouri statutes provide that, for all statewide ballot measures, an official ballot title appears on each ballot rather than the full text of the proposed measure. Section 116.010.4. The ballot title is composed of the summary statement and the fiscal note summary. ID. Upon approval of the form of an initiative petition, the Secretary of State must draft a summary statement of the measure in the form of a question not exceeding 100 words. Section 116.334.1. Following Section 116.334, the Secretary of State prepared the summary statement for Proposition A. The second part of the ballot title is a summary of the fiscal note for the measure. Section 116.010.4. The state auditor prepares the fiscal note and the summary of that too. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise noted. All citations to Chapter 290 reflect the current statutory language as amended by Proposition A unless otherwise noted. All rule references are to the Missouri Court Rules 2023. 3. Fiscal note, Section 116.175. Pursuant to Missouri law, the auditor sought input from various state and local governmental entities regarding Proposition A's fiscal impact. The Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations reported one-time costs of up to $53,329 for information technology and office equipment, and annual costs of up to $255,975 for staff to receive and investigate complaints. The only county indicating a fiscal impact was Clay County, which estimated additional costs of $2,000 per year between the circuit court and prosecutor to enforce Proposition A's misdemeanor and civil action provisions. The auditor then drafted the fiscal note and the fiscal note summary. The ballot title for Proposition A in its entirety read, "Do you want to amend Missouri law to increase minimum wage January 1st, 2025 to $13.75 per hour, increasing 1.25 per hour each year until 2026, when the minimum wage would be $15 per hour. Adjust minimum wage based on changes in the consumer price index each January beginning in 2027. Require all employers to provide 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked. allow the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations to provide oversight and enforcement, and exempt governmental entities, political subdivisions, school districts, and education institutions. State governmental entities estimate one-time costs ranging from $0 to $53,000 and ongoing costs ranging from $0 to at least $256,000 per year by 2027. State and local government tax revenue could change by an unknown annual amount depending on business decisions. Proposition A, supporters submitted more than 200,000 signatures in support of the petition. The Secretary of State verified the signatures and issued a certificate of force efficiency, finding the measure complied with the Missouri Constitution and Chapter 116 at the November 2024 GG